What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings and it flies around over ponds or lakes?
Mosquito.
Now, this one eats mosquitoes. It's bigger than a mosquito.
Oh, I know. I just can't think. I don't know what to call it.
I'm not sure if I can... Well, I think they usually get to be maybe about this long, and they got two sets of wings on them.
I don't know what to tell them. I can't call it up. Anyhow, you can see them in the summertime, late in the evening, flying around.
That's right.
Catching nets.
That's right.
I would get them, can't take the name of what to call it.
Well, might you call it a mosquito hog, a dragonfly, or a snake hog?
Mosquito hog.
Mosquito hog. As soon as she stops, I'm going to ask you to say it again, because I think the call was in the way. Okay, so, tell me the name of it again.
Mosquito hog.
Okay, fine. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and it looks like a wasp?
Big dog.
Say it again.
Dead dog.
Okay. What do you call nuts that grow underneath the ground?
Peanut.
Okay. And can you think of any other names for them besides peanuts? Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy, what, his father? Say the boy. Like say if a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you say that the boy, what, his father? You want to, if you're talking to somebody and you want to get across the idea that the boy's appearance is like his father's, you say, boy, that boy sure, what, his father?
Right.
Okay, that's fine. So if a boy's appearance is like his father, you say the boy sure is like his father. Something. Now, if the boy's behavior is like his father's, what would you say? You say the boy.
Okay.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps when a baby is being born? She helps deliver the baby.
Oh. Glenn.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Seriously.
Okay. And if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him?
Country.
Okay. How do you normally speak of people whose skin is brown or black?
Red, brown skin and a more dog skin.
Okay. And how do you normally refer to people whose skin is the color of mine?
White.
Okay. And let's see, people who don't belong to the white race but belong to your race, what do you call them? No, I mean people who belong to the race that you belong to. What I'm interested in knowing is if you call members of your race Negroes or colored people or black, how would you call
colored
people? Okay. Let's see. If a white person got mad with a colored person, what might he call them? If a white person got mad with a colored person, what might he call them?